What if the happiest man in the world isn't a wealthy entrepreneur or famous celebrity, but a bald French scientist turned Tibetan monk? When Matthieu Ricard's brain scans showed happiness levels off the charts, it revealed something profound. Extraordinary mental capabilities are within everyone's reach through simple contemplative practices. This revelation inspired Chadmang Tan, an early Google engineer, to create Search Inside Yourself, a mindfulness-based emotional intelligence curriculum that transformed countless lives at one of the world's most innovative companies. The program works through a three-step process: training attention, developing self-knowledge, and creating useful mental habits. A practical approach that might just change your life while contributing to world peace. Emotional intelligence isn't just a soft skill. It's one of the strongest predictors of success and fulfillment. Studies consistently show emotional competencies are twice as important as pure intellect and technical expertise in determining excellence. In technical fields, four of the top six competencies distinguishing star performers are emotional rather than intellectual. In leadership roles, emotional intelligence comprises 80 to 100% of the distinguishing competencies of outstanding leaders. Meditation is simply mental training, not mysticism. Like physical exercise builds bodily strength, meditation develops mental abilities. Each time your attention wanders and you bring it back, you're strengthening your attention muscles, meaning there's no such thing as a bad meditation. The goal is achieving a mind that's both relaxed and alert. When attention and meta-attention strengthen, three qualities emerge: calmness, clarity, and happiness. Your mind is like water with sediments that clarifies when undisturbed. Science confirms meditation's benefits. After 8 weeks of mindfulness training, employees showed reduced anxiety, increased positive brain activity, and improved immune response. Studies found experienced meditators generate high-amplitude gamma brainwaves linked to enhanced cognition, and meditation may thicken attention-related regions of the neocortex. The real transformation happens when mindfulness extends into daily life. When living mindfully, neutral experiences become pleasant and pleasant experiences more enjoyable. As Thich Nhat Hanh notes, even walking becomes a miracle which we don't even recognize. Applying mindfulness toward others enhances relationships through full, non-judgmental attention. Search Inside Yourself participants often form friendships after just 6 minutes of mindful listening. Norman Fisher observes, "Listening is magic. It turns a person from an object outside into an intimate experience." Three strategies sustain practice. Find a mindfulness buddy for weekly check-ins, practice for shorter periods than feel burdensome, and commit to just one mindful breath daily, making meditation feel like an indulgence rather than a chore. Self-awareness leads to self-confidence. Like the beggar in ancient India who carried hidden wealth without knowing it, looking within often reveals unexpected treasures. Deepening self-awareness develops clarity through two qualities, resolution and vividness. Like comparing low and high resolution images, we can increase both the precision with which we perceive emotions and their brightness/contrast, providing better information about our emotional life. Two formal practices develop self-awareness: body scan, systematically bringing non-judging attention to different body parts, and journaling, writing without filtering. Research showed laid-off professionals who journaled just 20 minutes daily for 5 days had significantly higher re-employment rates, 68.4% versus 27.3%. With deepening self-awareness comes a crucial insight. We are not our emotions. We typically say, "I am angry," rather than, "I feel anger." Through mindfulness practice, emotions become merely physiological phenomena in the body, opening the possibility of emotional mastery. Like a rider learning to guide a horse rather than being carried wherever it goes, we can develop mastery over our emotions, not by suppressing them, but by understanding and skillfully working with them. The foundation of emotional intelligence is trained attention, a stable perception providing calmness and clarity. Self-awareness means examining thoughts objectively, while self-regulation relies on response flexibility, pausing before reacting. Viktor Frankl noted, "Between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space lies our freedom and power to choose." While we cannot prevent unwholesome thoughts or emotions from arising, we can develop the ability to let them go. The Buddha described the enlightened mind as being like writing on water. Thoughts appear, but instantly disappear. In the brain, emotional reactivity and regulation function as interconnected systems. Mindfulness strengthens this system by improving communication between thinking and emotional brain regions. The Siberian North Railroad offers a 5-step process for managing triggers. Stop, breathe, notice, reflect, respond. SBNRR. The most crucial step is taking that sacred pause before reacting. Self-regulation means befriending emotions rather than fighting them. As Rumi expresses in Guest House, we must welcome all emotions as guests, even difficult ones, as they may be clearing you out for some new delight. Tony Hsieh, who sold Link Exchange to Microsoft for $265 million and grew Zappos to a billion-dollar company, discovered that happiness drives business success. He identifies 3 types of happiness: pleasure, fleeting; passion, or flow, where performance meets engagement; and higher purpose, being part of something meaningful beyond yourself. While pleasure is natural to pursue, higher purpose provides the most sustainable happiness. 3 essential motivation practices include alignment, connecting work with values, envisioning, visualizing desired futures, and resilience, overcoming obstacles. Daniel Pink's research shows that for creative work, intrinsic motivators outperform external rewards. These key motivators are autonomy, self-direction, mastery, improvement at meaningful work, and purpose, serving something larger than ourselves. Resilience complements alignment and envisioning by helping us overcome obstacles. Matthew Ricard compares happiness to a deep ocean. The surface may be turbulent, but the depths remain calm. With access to this inner calm, life's fluctuations can't keep you down for long, as you can always return to that peaceful center. Research shows affection, both expressed and wanted, distinguishes top quartile managers from bottom quartile ones. The highest performers show more warmth and share thoughts and feelings more openly, challenging the notion that effectiveness requires toughness. Compassion isn't just virtuous, it's scientifically measured as the happiest mental state. Studies of meditation masters reveal peak happiness occurs during compassion meditation. For leaders, compassion enables the crucial shift from I to we that Bill George identifies as essential for authentic leadership. The brain works to minimize danger and maximize reward, with negative experiences having stronger impact than positive ones. We need a 3-to-1 ratio of positive to negative experiences for resilience, while successful marriages require a 5-to-1 Gottman ratio. David Rock's SCARF model identifies 5 primary domains the brain treats as rewards or threats: status, certainty, autonomy, relatedness, and fairness. In our hyper-connected world, mindful communication is essential. Email's convenience is also its weakness. Without face-to-face interaction, we lose nonverbal emotional cues. When the brain lacks emotional data, it fills gaps with fabrications, typically negative ones. The path to world peace begins with personal transformation. Following Gandhi's wisdom to be the change you wish to see in the world, we can develop kindness in all situations. When inner peace, compassion, and aspiration are strong, compassionate action flows naturally. As Thich Nhat Hanh says, "You don't take action, action takes you."